Scripture also says that it is a good thing to give thanks. I have seen where thanksgiving raised the dead. Not once, not twice, not three times, at least four times in my home. Thanksgiving raised the dead. My father was dead a whole day. And rather than cry, my mom dragged him into the house by herself and shut the door. And then she unleashed thanksgiving in songs. And we started to pray from morning. This was around 7 a.m. He was supposed to go to work. We started to pray. And at 12 o'clock, we started to cry because he wasn't coming back. And she said, shut up, pray, worship, he will come back. And at 9 p.m., by the way, in between, we looked for Pastor. Pastor didn't come on time. But at 9 p.m., he came back to life. And he is going to be 80 next year. My older sister, she was gone for 4 days. It was, they had embalmed her. But it was still Thanksgiving. You see, Thanksgiving raises your faith and your hope. And the only one who can fix and sort out cases that the world has given up on. And so Thanksgiving is meant for one person. When you give thanks, dead things can come back to life. It happened with Lazarus, it happened in my family, and it's still happening. When you give thanks, multiplication happens. You don't understand how it's happening, multiplication happens. And concerning Ghana, 2 Kings 3, 17. The Lord says to you, you will not see wind, you will not see rain. But this valley situation you are in will be filled. You won't see the wind. You won't see the rain. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have worshipped, you have given thanks. But this is the word of the Lord to you. You will not see the wind. You will not see the rain. But this valley situation in Ghana, in less than 2 years, will be filled. So you should rejoice. And you should give thanks like never before. Is it okay if I teach you a song? Okay, it's very simple. It says, thank you. It's that simple. It's that simple. Can you try it? Say it. It says, thinking about who I was before, looking back at what you saved me from, seeing just how you have been there through it all. Biggest falls, you held me closely, you didn't let go even once. Oh, so what do you say? Call his name, Jesus. Till my will come forth. and looked to see if it was over. God, you made Victoria is standing here only because you made a way. Cause you're my mountains. You're my
Because he's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. Can you shout his name?
Miracle! Walking God! Can you shout his name? He is!
is in this place. And if you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, so many things are happening. Days is a lot. The heavens has to break open. In that scripture in 2 Kings 3, Elijah needed the harp, and when the harp played, he prophesied. So much has happened in 70 days. You are praying and you are fast. The heavens are open. People, he said, the fervent prayer of a righteous man, the fervent prayer of a righteous man, the impactful fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. You have prayed, the answer is here. You have sacrificed prayer, you have sacrificed fasting, the answer is here. The heavens are open. Open your mouth and give the highest thanks for those situations. Open your mouth and bless the Lord. Solution is here. Solution is here. God honors you. God honors you. God honors diligence. God honors diligence. God make covenant with man. In Genesis 8, after destroying. After destruction, one man made a sacrifice of thanksgiving, of praise, and God, the Creator, no longer destroy the earth anymore with flood. One man gave thanks. Your thanksgiving make God make covenant with you. The time that no man can break, no man can stop. He said, they will never leave you. He said that they won't forsake you. He will walk beside you. And that is all that matters.
Sweet. more time. Hey, yo, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. Listen, 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 listen. The kingdom of God is not in what? The kingdom of God is not.